Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck at 93.9 WNYC. We're online at WNYC.org. I'm John Schaefer, and today marks the official launch of podcasting of Soundcheck. So, we thought it would be the perfect opportunity to look at some new directions in music and technology. Coming up, we'll speak about podcasting with New York Times technology columnist David Pogue. CNET.com's Jasmine France and Billboard Magazine's Brian Garrity will bring us up to speed on everything from must-have online music services to places to find podcasts. You can find details on all the things we're talking about today, including Soundcheck podcasts, on our website, the Soundcheck page of WNYC.org. Joining us first this afternoon is Adam Balkin, the technology correspondent for New York One News on Time Warner Cable. He has been looking specifically at the latest toys for the radio junkie. Adam, welcome to Soundcheck.
Good afternoon.
So radio, it's not just terrestrial anymore. Now there's internet radio, and that brings us to the first of your little toys today.
Well, the XM and Sirius are getting huge, and especially with Howard Stern now jumping out of Sirius, mm-hmm. that really ups the odds. And now they're each trying to grab stuff. One grabs Major League Baseball, another one grabs NFL. So they're becoming huge. But when people first asked me, you know, 3 or 4 years ago, is satellite radio something I would get? I said, not really. I wasn't a big music junkie. It was really a thing for the car. These devices were made for the car. They were kind of clunky if you brought them into the house. So I said, not really. It wasn't really a New York City thing. It was more truck driver thing out west, people who commute a lot,
right?
Let them keep it in their cars. But now there are these devices, XM really coming out strong with these, XM to goes. There are three of them. Delphi, Pioneer, and Tau all have one. It's a handheld device. I'm holding it in my hand now. It's the size of a Walkman, maybe a little bit bigger than a deck of cards. And this you can really just walk around with. You bring it with you everywhere. But the thing is, it has that, TiVo-like functionality where you can...
Oh, you can record.
You can record on it, and you can actually you can leave it in a dock at home, and you can set it up to timer recording. If you know that, say, there's a program, Opie and Anthony's on in the morning, and you know you're going to miss it, you can set it up to record Opie and Anthony every morning. And then when you head into the subway, you head into a building or somewhere where you don't get a signal, this holds up to 5 hours of content. So then you can play back that content. You can fast forward stuff.
Now, the one you have here, this is for XM satellite
this
radio.
This is for XM satellite radio.
Is there a sort of a competing model for Sirius?
There is. Exact Communications actually came out with the first version of this type of device, and it was this really big, clunky thing. They said you could wear it jogging, but it seemed like about a 10-pound thing you could wear on your arm. They've since reformed it and come out with a device called the Rego. Only holds 4 hours, but where theirs improves on this one, that also plays MP3s. So they really try to do it all, and they all work in similar ways. They all record the music.
Now, with satellite radio, I mean, one of the things with that is as you're tooling down the highway, listening to Soundcheck on XM radio or any of the other shows on either XM or Sirius, you need the antenna. So where is the antenna in this little handheld device?
Well, in this one, if you look just on the left side of the device here, it's here.
And it's built in.
It's built in, but all these devices come with units to easily hook it up at home to a stereo, to easily hook it up to your car. You can stick a little antenna outside, or you can even just put a little antenna on your dashboard as you're moving and then take it off. So you can do one of those professional install things, so you can just stick it in a cradle and not worry about it, or you can do it the kind of messy way where you stick the cassette in or hook it up with your own wires and then just do it yourself and pull it all down, take it onto the beach with you or whatever.
So if someone's saying, you know, it's about time I got satellite radio, I can't decide between XM or Sirius, is the availability of either of these devices likely to sway you one way or the other?
I would think so. I mean, this was huge. This launched, the Delphi version was the first to launch, and this launched about a week after Howard Stern made his announcement. Now, Howard Stern made his announcement, and all of a sudden people started saying, now we should start thinking about satellite radio because I love Howard Stern. I want to be able to listen to it. Let's look at Sirius. Well, all of a sudden then XM comes out and says, well, we have this device. That's going to take it out of the car. So really, it goes anywhere you go. And they had devices. You could stick it in a boom box. But this is the really, really the first portable unit. It records. Now, all of a sudden, you know, which is more important, Howard Stern or being able to listen to whatever you want on the subway or, right, or in your office or wherever. So this does, it does help sway things. And XM's lineup of these three units is much stronger than the Rego, which is extremely difficult to find right now.
What are the prices on these things?
They're about $300. The Rego is a little less. But it's not quite as refined, and it's harder to find. You can't just walk into, you know, any store and just and find a Rego, whereas these you probably can. I think they're actually selling these at Walmart. So I'm not sure,
really?
But one of those Walmart or Kmart, one of those, you know, mass marketers.
All right, so Adam Balkin with the XM to go and the Rego portable satellite radio. Moving on, we come to portable internet radio.
This was a concept developed in Australia that I saw at the big consumer electronics show this year in Las Vegas. They have everything, TVs, every little... So these guys, they showed me a prototype of this little device that was also probably a little smaller than this, a little thinner, probably about the size of a deck of cards, that you have to be in a Wi-Fi hotspot, which is the real downside right now. Although there are a lot of Wi-Fi hotspots, still...
Tell us what a hotspot is.
Sorry. This is a high-speed internet connection that's... That's wireless connectivity. Right now, you know, they set up base stations in pretty much all the public parks in New York City. They have it in, you know, in Washington Square.
Anyway, City Hall Park City across Hall the Park. Street. You go there with your laptop. If you have the right technology, you're online.
Right. And it's very easy to do right now. And they, but these transmitters really only extend, they shoot out a signal about 100 feet in every direction. So you have to be pretty close to these antennas. So once you wander outside City Hall Park, this thing wouldn't work, although it's also an MP3 player. But we are slowly but surely, they're testing out technologies that are coming out possibly by the end of the year, I would think certainly by next year, that really extend wireless much further. And they're trying to make entire cities hotspots. So then you could walk around with this thing, and the gentleman who showed it to me, he showed me it has thousands of internet. I don't know the guts behind it, but they must be thumbnailed in there. Thousands of internet radio stations, and then you can search, you know, based on country, in the U.S. based on state, based on genre, and then if you have an internet radio station that you like that's not on there, you then email these guys, tell them about it, and then they upload it so that everyone can enjoy it, and it's just it's having. I mean, you know how many radio stations you could find online if you wanted to. It's having pretty much all of those at your fingertips wherever you go.
Well, now, you know, we're online at WNYC.org, but we're also 24/7, and no one can listen to us 24/7. So if somebody wants to hear a show late at night and it's in the middle, does this device record as well?
This device does not record, but that's where your podcasting comes. See, this is interesting because this is, you know, radio was the original. Everyone gathered around the radio.
Right.
But then all of a sudden these devices came. People can listen to their music when they want. So radio has to reinvent itself as well. And that's where it's interesting that podcasting comes in. It started as a very grassroots effort, but now you guys are using it to your advantage. I mean, you're constantly reinventing yourself to make it so that it's convenient for people to listen to you.
Well, and I guess if there's anything holding the three devices that you're talking about today together, it's not just the technology. It's making radio, specifically radio, a medium that is once again really user-friendly for the listener.
It's all time-shifting, and now there's a new term coming out called place-shifting. So you're not just listening to, you know, you're not just using your digital video recorder like TiVo at home. There are devices so you can take video wherever you go and that you record at home. But also now radio, you're not just listening to it in your car. You're really just bringing this recorded content wherever you go.
All right. So this Torian Infusion, this is the portable internet radio receiver, not yet a recorder. Is it available?
That's not out yet. That's out of Australia. Last I heard, they had been saying mid-2005 they would launch this thing. It's mid-2005, and I haven't really heard. I think they're still looking for a distributor, and it's going to be tough until these Wi-Fi hotspots are a little bit, you know, they extend a little bit further.
Okay. We're speaking with Adam Balkin of New York One News. He's their technology correspondent. And the third of the three sort of radio gadgets is the SonicCast, which is an MP3 player. Is this also hotspot dependent?
This is kind of. It uses hotspots. Now, this is interesting because, you know, MP3 players in themselves have to do something different because everything plays music these days. PlayStation Portable plays music. Phones play music, as you're going to talk about later. There are watches that play music. So to be a standalone MP3 player and not be an iPod specifically, you have to do something to wow people and something different. So these guys, they have a wireless receiver in there. So you take this to a hotspot, and then it works really with two websites. If you're an audible.com where you can download all sorts of content, you can go to a hotspot and download content that way. Or Sonicast has its own music portal, so you can download music on the go. So that's more of a, you know, you're a New Yorker, you're out of friends in California, you hear a song on the radio, you don't want to wait till you get home to download it on your computer. You can go to a hotspot and download it right there and just have it right with you.
And then you can take it with you and listen to it at your leisure.
Exactly.
All right, so that's the Sonicast Aereo 2, an MP3 player with Wi-Fi technology in that, what, $300 range again?
$300. That's also an FM radio. And that also you can download a piece of software called Replay Radio, which is kind of like podcasting, where you can go to a hotspot and download saved radio shows to the device, which is...
Wow.
Blurs the lines with this kind of like podcasting.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to actually specifically talk about podcasting in a moment, but let me first thank Adam Balkan, technology correspondent for New York One News on Time Warner Cable. Adam, thanks for being with us this afternoon.
Thank you.
This is Soundcheck.